Welcome to the podcast series The New Student Pharmacist, where we discuss chemistry and pharmacy, as well as leaders in pharmacy careers, community, and chemistry and pharmacy research. We encourage you to support the work we are doing and follow us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts by subscribing for free. Note, the views on the podcast represent those of my guest and I.
Purpose of these episodes not at all for advice or medical suggestions. These are aimed to provide support to peer pharmacists in training in educational and intellectually stimulating ways. Again, these are not at all for medical advice or medical suggestions. Please see your local board and state certified health professional. The views of this podcast represent those of my guests and I.
Oh man, thank you, Chase, for joining me today. Welcome to the New Student Pharmacist Podcast Experience. It is so good to have you listening in today. On this podcast, we discuss chemistry, pharmacy, as well as leaders in pharmacy. We discuss successful athletes and people who are just exceeding and making an impact in society. We're so glad you're listening. Feel free to download this podcast on wherever you listen, Pandora, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and the like. We are so glad to have you here. My guest today is Chase Griffin. This is amazing. So I'll just read his bio and then we'll get started. Chase Griffin, a quarterback at UCLA, is a nationally recognized leader in the college name, image, likeness, athlete empowerment movement. He's a two-time winner of the National NIL Athlete and of the Year awarded up by Bloomberg as the undisputed king of college endorsement deals. It's the Los Angeles Times as UCLA's magnetic marketer and name, image, likeness superstar by ESPN. Chase is a brand ambassador for JP Morgan Chase, American Eagle Outfitters, Degree, Unilever, Postmates, Uber, Shell, LegalZoom, Foot Locker Champs, and the list continues. In addition to being 1-0 as a star in the iconic Rose Bowl Stadium, he is inspired by the rich tradition and legacy of the pioneering UCLA athletes who have come before him and is using his NIL for good. Professionally, Chase is the athlete creator in residence at Range Sports, Range Media Partners. He has his own newsletter, The Athletes Bureau. He's a student executive in residence at UWG, and he's a Togo Foundation Fellow. Chase is a prolific content creator, including branded entertainment, music production, and social content. In terms of his academic accomplishments, he's earned a BA in Public Affairs, a Master's in Education in Transformative Coaching and Leadership, and will soon complete a Master's in Legal Studies at UCLA Law. He's definitely doing a lot. He's a recipient of the National Arthur Ashe Jr. Football Scholar of the Year Award. He has won numerous awards, very accomplished, very articulated. He's doing well. It's so glad to have him on the podcast today. So, Chase, let's get started. I have a question to you before I even get into all my questions. How do you manage all of this? How are you? What drives you? That's the first thing I want to know. What is driving you? So I could get a little piece of that and see if apply it to my own career. What's driving you?
Well, first off, David, thank you for that amazing introduction, and thank you for having me on your show. It's a pleasure to be here today speaking to, you know, whoever's tuning in, whether they be in the medical field or not. As far as how I'm able to stay focused and how I'm able to stay engaged while doing the various activities that I focus on. It comes down to habits. And I grew up in a household where I've always loved sports. I've always loved music, but school was always first. And so by having habits of doing homework immediately when I got home from school, practicing violin, and then going to training, these are all things that I've been doing since I was 4 and 5 years old. And when you get to college, it's really less about being able to continue to do those. It's about not letting your newfound freedoms or not letting distractions take you off path. And so for me, I think I've done a pretty good job of keeping away from distractions. And
very good.
I've done a good job of finding the joy in everything. That way, even when I'm tired, even in times where I may have a lapse in focus, I'm able to lock back in and treat everything I'm doing, whether it be on the field, off the field, in the classroom, as the best thing that I'm doing that day. And I try to have fun with it and count it all joy.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Yeah, count it all joy, like the Book of James. That's very good. Yeah, so what have been your longstanding interests in the fields of athletics and academics? So I see your career, but I want to hear what's the interest? What keeps you interested in this academic world?
So my undergrad was in public affairs, governance, and policy. I think when I look at my overall life goals, I want to build generational wealth early, and then I want to go into public service and philanthropy, wherever, you know, I feel like I can make the bigger difference, and do all of that while maintaining my faith. Sports, that goes back a long time. My first sport was actually soccer. I grew up, you know, really enjoying watching Ronaldinho. Eto'o play back when they were at Barcelona together. And that was my sport for around 5 or 6 years. And that's really where I learned how to train and how to dominate. But on Sundays, I always loved watching LaDainian Tomlinson score touchdowns. And so I always wanted to play football, but my parents told me that I couldn't until fifth grade. And so once fifth grade hit, that was my first season of quarterback. That was my first season of tackle football. And you know, it was the match for me. I really fell in love with the position and the sport. And that's how today. I've also always been interested in basketball. I think outside of watching UCLA film, I probably basketball than I do football, especially in season, because when you're in season, football sort of becomes your job. So you don't want to spend, you know, 10, 12 hours a day on something and then go home and watch other people do it. I'd rather watch a Lakers game. That way, when I come back to the facility in the morning, I feel refreshed and ready to lock in and ready to go.
I agree with that. So, it's interesting you said you learned how to train and dominate. What did that entail? Did that entail, like, your upbringing or, like, of course, you spoke about your habits, but you said train and dominate. What did that entail in terms of developing that skill?
Well, my father's always expected a lot out of myself and my siblings.
Same here with me.
So you understand. And then my mother's a teacher. So when it came to school, there was really no way out of it. You know, it wasn't like I could go to one parent and be like, you know, they're being tough on me. It was like, no, the expectation is if you're not doing your homework, you're doing something wrong. And then even over the summers, I love video games. So before I could play video games, I had to read 50 pages and do my workbook. And that went all the way, you know, through probably early middle school, early high school. And so I just, you know, doing well in school to me is just synonymous to what I do. And so it's something that I take pride in. And I think when you have a priority set like that, it takes care of everything else. You know, my number one priority is always my faith. And then family, and then the business I gotta handle, whether it's football, whether it's school, or whether it's NIL, really in that order now.
Yeah, that's good. Same with me, dude. Interestingly enough, like for me, I had an upbringing in which my father's a physician, my mom's a professor. So of course, you know, academics is important. It's very important. But the thing I like about my upbringing is you had the liberty to choose what in that area you would do, but the expectation was set. You must do well. So yeah, that's good. So how do you maintain your view of the bigger picture in your career and in your life in general? So when you face challenges or face a struggle, I know you have so much articulations and accomplishments, but I don't know, you may have not, but you may have. encountered some challenges or some struggles. How do you maintain view of your overarching goals when you face those types of things? What do you do?
For me, perspective is everything. And I think by nature, I'm an even keel person where, you know, I never get too high, never get too low. And I think a lot of that stems from just how I view life in general.
Okay.
In the grand scheme of things, life is very short. And a lot of the things that we attribute, you know, large amounts of value to don't really matter. Just frankly don't. And a lot of the accomplishments we have are by the grace of God. So I never feel like me accomplishing something or me being good at something is something I'm doing alone, let alone doing it by myself at all. So, you know, this is something I've had to work at more and more throughout college. I was Gatorade Player of the Year my senior year in Texas, so I'm coming off being, you know, in my opinion, the best player in the best state in the country as far as high school football goes. And then I'm not playing that year. You know, I'm redshirting. And so that's a big shock to any 18-year-old who feels like they just made their best choice to get to the NFL. And if you can't see your dream in that moment, it's easy to get discouraged. And I did. It's something that a lot of freshmen go through. But for me, it was about taking a step back, realizing what really mattered to me, realizing that there's things that I can control and there's things that I can't control. And as long as I lean into my faith, that it'll all work out, not just exactly how it should be, but even better than I could have planned it. I always tell people I'm not a big planner. I definitely have goals and I have visions in mind that I think keep me on track as far as realizing the things that I do now will have consequences later, good and bad. But at the same time, I could never tell someone what I'll be doing in 10 years because I think that's hubris to think, you know, a man can have plans, but the Lord actually guides the steps. So as long as I remain trusting in that, I know that I'll have peace however it ends up, and I'll continue giving myself the best shot to reach my goals.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. And like, you know, even for me, you know, articulations, pedigree, accomplishments, they all, like you said, they're by God's grace. And you know, like the end game, the target, like if your life was like the target, like the bullseye is to make sure that you give God glory or you live a life that reflects Him, that you honor the people that you encounter. All of that plays out in your vocation, your personal life, or whatever the case may be. So how have you been adaptive and creative in the field of public service? What do you do? Like I did a little bit of Google searching, you know. You basically fill up Google. I typed in your name. Yeah, you're doing so well. So I even saw you had like cards and stuff like that. Like, what do you do that's adaptive and creative in the field of public service?
So I grew up serving at the Round Rock Serving Center, which is probably around 15, 20 minutes away from the house I grew up in. And then when I got to college, I wanted to find a way to continue doing that, especially with NIL, with my newfound platform, and just frankly, by earning money, I had an actual opportunity to give.
And that's very important.
I'm a Christian and I believe in tithing, so I've been given a portion of all of my proceeds, and now I've, you know, personally donated over $40,000 to the LA Regional Food Bank. And you know, through my platform, I'm honestly, you know, proud of the work that we've done to help others and bring more eyeballs to the program. And there's been folks from brewing community, there's been folks from my community back home in Texas, there's been family members who have joined along with me to donate to a cause that I truly believe in.
Oh, this is good, man. I think I need to come to California. I know so many people that I think I need to come and take a visit. So how have you sought or found the right environment for you to thrive athletically and intellectually? What do you do when you're determining which environment you need to go to? How do you like see through or sort through? Because I know for people like yourself whom I can see, I can speak from my own personal experiences. Sometimes it's not a matter of having opportunities. It's not an issue of having an opportunity, but choosing the one that's the best fit for you. So what does that process look like for you, Jace?
I mean, it It depends on the situation. So when it comes to NIL, I choose my opportunities based off a value system. I try to work with brands that align with me personally, and where the brand deal that they're offering me is economically correct and according to my market price, and something that I build community value and empower others with. When it comes to choosing UCLA, it came down to really two main things. Mm-hmm. Great school with amazing history, and particularly amongst the Black athletes who have come here and changed the world from this campus. And then, I believe that it gives me the opportunity to play big time enough football to go to the NFL. And I still have one more year of eligibility, and until that dream is gone, I'm going to continue working like that's the goal.
Okay, well, I wish you all the best in that.
Thank you.
Yeah, by God's grace. So how do you maintain balance or good integration with all your responsibilities and accomplishments? What story or person has impacted you so that you can maintain these things? What story can you share that really speaks to you having a good integration of balance in your work life, in your fun life? I don't know how that looks like for you. Maybe more football, I don't know. Accomplishments. What story can you share and tell the audience that really speaks to you have in that area? Progress in that area.
I've had, a number of amazing mentors that, I'll continue to foster relationships with. But honestly, as far as folks that I really revere in that way or idolize, maybe that's too strong of a word, it really just comes down to my parents. Just how committed they are to me, how committed they are to my sister and my little brother. I think this showcases, one day I want to be a parent. And
Same, man.
Not anytime soon.
Yeah, me too. Same level. Yeah. You know, I think I'm moving slow on that one.
Yeah, exactly. But at the same time, I know that all of this will be for something better than, what I want. I feel like it wouldn't just be worth it if I was doing it all for me. By having that in the back of my mind at all times, I know that the decisions I'm making are going to have consequences in my life, and all I can do is continue to control what I can control to put myself in the best situation. And I really have always revered my parents. There's never really been a day, like, everyone makes mistakes, but there's never been a day where I felt like, dang, like, daddy or mama, they don't care about me, or they're not committed to my upbringing or my success. And I think in that same way, when you're raised by people who believe in you that way, then you end up believing in yourself that way and making that commitment to yourself.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with you completely. You know, to have people who will support you and go with you to the nth degree academic pursuits and your personal pursuits. Yeah, that's good. So, in terms of advice, what has been that you've received that's really impacted you, that's really made an impact in the way you operate? You can name a person or what they said, or keep them anonymous. What has been some advice that has impacted you personally that you find echoing in your mind on those good days when you do so well and kind of helps you come back down to earth, or those hard days in which you have to pick yourself back up?
Right. For me, it's really been doing at least a verse a day every single morning. So a Bible verse. And so I wake up every single day, say my prayer, get to the facility, and then review the Bible verse every day. And what that does is it puts me in the right frame of mind and helps remind me what really matters. When I have meetings and I have football and I have an event to go to or an event to speak at, those are all amazing, but sometimes it's hard to find the red thread in all of it. And you said it best earlier, like sometimes, at all times, it's really just about glorifying God and spreading love to others. Mm-hmm. What we do on a daily basis is just the medium for us to practice that. And you said that earlier, and I really resonated with that. I think by reviewing a verse every single morning puts me in the right wavelength. And it helps remind me that, yeah, every single thing I'm doing today is worth it if I'm practicing this advice right here.
Yeah, I agree with you. And, you know, one of the things that comes from my faith perspective is that, you know, if you believe that God is leading you, you know, you're being led in triumph. No matter how it looks in the moment, the end result is going to be victory, progress. What's been some of the most, what advice would you give to those listening? So like, say if someone sees you and they see all of the things you've done, all the things that you are doing, what advice would you give to someone who either wants to play football in college, pursue an academic career? I know I admire student athletes highly because, to be honest with you, it seems like y'all do a lot in terms of managing school well and also managing athletics well. Because, you know, even me, I've not really served as a student athlete in college, but you know, you exercise. And after you finish exercising, you're tired and fatigued, so you normally put that at the end of your day. So what advice would you give to someone who wants to follow in your footsteps or follow in a like manner? What advice would you give them?
Well, I'd say look at the things that you really want to do and be the best in the world at them.
Okay.
And if it's something that you really want to do, you'll be naturally inclined to want to compete and want to do well in that. And then treat every single event like it's the Super Bowl. If it's a conversation with somebody, that's the most important conversation you're having that day. If if you're walking past the janitor in the hallway and you gotta give them the head nod and acknowledge them and say what's up, like acknowledge them like that's the only person you're gonna see all day. And what you'll see is there's a lot of moments that happen throughout your day that become excellent. And as soon as you start practicing that type of level of performance throughout your life, good things are bound to happen. I think, you know, I can't plan how my future is going to go. But yeah. I think the Lord does give us the opportunity to have some agency as far as putting ourselves in the best position to receive those blessings.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, that's good. That's very good, Chase. You know, I'm so grateful I got the opportunity to chat with you today. Given all the work that you're doing, you know, I'll be happy to do a publication with you, you know, write something with you because we can really support science and sports together. But anyway, we'll see how that plays out. Thank you again, Chase, for joining me today. Once again, this is a new Student Pharmacist Podcast experience. It is so good to have you listening today. Take care and all the best.
You are very important, especially to us here at the New Chemist Podcasting Group. You listening in is significant.
Vous êtes très important, surtout pour nous ici au New Chemist Podcasting Group. Votre écoute est significative.
Usted es muy importante, especialmente para nosotros aquí en The New Chemist Podcasting Group. Usted escuchando, es significativo.
Você é muito importante. Especialmente para nós do The New Chemist Podcasting Group. Você ouvindo, é significativo.
Είστε πολύ σημαντικοί, ειδικά για εμάς εδώ στο The New Chemist Podcasting Group. Το να ακούς είναι σημαντικό.
Sie sind sehr wichtig, besonders für uns hier bei The New Chemist Podcasting Group. Es ist wichtig, dass du zuhörst.
Je
Je bent erg belangrijk, vooral voor ons hier bij The New Chemist Podcasting Group. Dat je meeluistert, is veelbetekenend.
You are very important, especially to us here at the New Chemist Podcasting Group. You listening in is significant.
Purpose of these episodes not at all for advice or medical suggestions. These are aimed to provide support to peer pharmacists in training in educational and intellectually stimulating ways. Again, these are not at all for medical advice or medical suggestions. Please see your local board and state certified health professional. The views of this podcast represent those of my guests and I.
Thanks for listening to the podcast series The New Student Pharmacist, where we discuss chemistry and pharmacy, as well as leaders in pharmacy careers, community, and chemistry and pharmacy research. We encourage you to support the work we are doing and follow us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts by subscribing for free. We are so glad that you were able to tune in today. Note, the views on the podcast represent those of my guest, and I take care and all the best.